The industry initiated the Wisconsin lawsuit last year after state regulators started shutting down roll-your-own cigarette machines. The high-tech machines let smokers avoid high cigarette taxes. The smoker just had to buy loose tobacco and cigarette tubes. The machines would do the rest at a discounted price. The roll-your-own industry won its early battles in court, getting orders from a Dane County judge that kept the machines running in Wisconsin. But that was before a federal law signed last week changed everything. It requires the machines to be licensed and requires their product to be taxed more like cigarettes. The law pleased anti-smoking groups like Health First Wisconsin. Executive Director Maureen Busalaki.
We're happy that all cigarettes will be charged the same tax level. That discourages youth from starting to smoke, and it certainly helps adults reduce or quit and hopefully quit for good.
An attorney for the Roll Your Own Industries Wisconsin lawsuit sent a letter to the judge this week saying the federal law likely moots the case and that the parties are talking about how it should be dismissed. There are reports of Roll Your Own businesses closing throughout Wisconsin. One of the parties to the lawsuit posted a terse message to its website saying it would not be buying back any machines or parts. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.